Let's check the forecast. The meteorologist of the year, Pat Pagano. Well, Pat, good morning, and how are you doing this morning?
It's quiet. How about you?
You know, watching these fires out in California once again, I'm going to bring up something that I brought up years ago, and I bring it up, I think, every year. Unemployment in this country amongst tradespeople has been high. People who work in the mines that are losing their jobs they're trying to train them for new technical jobs. I have never understood why anybody who works in an industry that is, let's say, the oil industry, the natural gas industry, the coal industry, why these people, because they're basically really good laborers who work very hard and can learn something, why this country doesn't construct a water pipeline that covers all 50 states, so when certain states have certain disasters, whether it's tainted water, whether it's they've massive fires, whatever, why that water is not available. People would not mind water, it's not like oil, being piped across the country to reach all 50 states when you need to be to shift it around. I don't understand why that doesn't happen, because when you look at it, California, the weather is so extreme. People are so stupid with these stupid parties where they don't care. Things get lit up. Once California starts burning after their wet season, there's no answer to it. There's no answer to it. So I just look at this and I say to myself, this country really is not prepared for things like this, and it should be.
It's a very good point. And you kind of wonder, what is it prepared for?
I mean, come on. And I'm not blaming this on California, because they're an individual state, but this country always seems to be impacted by hurricanes, by nor'easters, by fires. The only thing it seems that the country is ever really prepared for are snowstorms and quick cleanup after tornadoes. But other than that, I don't understand it. You can't prevent snowstorms or tornadoes. What you do is you try to minimize the damage, get it fixed as possible, and move on. And that happens in all those cases. But then you look at all these other – I don't know, you know, what it's going to take. Is it year after year where we just don't learn, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, we could go right back to the tropical storm that we had.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was. When you and I were talking about, you know, power lines and the whole bit, and we said, you know, they should be underground.
Our utility company is replacing these old 75-foot towers above line that carry high transmission power from New York State into the Falls Village power plant in case it's needed, okay?
Right.
You would think that because they have the right-of-way already and they have the land cleared where those things are already, that they would put these new cables underground. No, what are they doing? They're putting them back on 90-foot monopoles that they're putting them up.
There's got to be a reason for it, Marshall.
It's a short-sighted reason. It's money. But you know what? Invest more money now so you don't have to again invest it in the future. Well, anyways, let's get to the weather. I'll get off my soapbox. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you know, these are all, it's all good criticism. There's no doubt about it, because you could see that the extremes, as we've always pointed out now, are now the normal.
You know, I had Ed Kirby on. He's a geologist. He was a history teacher for me. He was an English, great guy. He knows all about the geology of this area. And he says, you know, he laughs when he hears talk about climate change. He says, because overall, the Earth's going to do what it's going to do. The ice ages come, they go. That's a geological and a natural fact. Yes, can you make the water better? Can you make the air better? Can you do things like that? Can you make the ozone better? Yes, but there's certain things you can't change. And we are in a period where there's extreme weather events, and you just think that we would learn about it. And you'd think meteorologists would just start pounding their fists and say, you know, get your act together. Put it together.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're right. Well, partly sunny skies will do today, and it'll be nice and warm in the mid and upper 80s. Showers will come in very late tonight, mid-60s, We'll have showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Thursday, 80 to 85. Then it turns partly sunny, less humid Friday, mid-70s. Saturday, sunny in the mid-70s, but it's cloudy Sunday, and I think rain will develop in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So Saturday is definitely looking like the better of the 2 days this weekend.
All right. And I'll get back to something else. Remember years ago when they put the transcontinental phone lines in?
Yeah.
They came through our area, okay? They came through our area. Those phone lines were put in when I was a kid. Guess what? They're still there, and they're still operating.
Yep.
They're still there, and they're still operating.
Isn't that amazing?
Anyways, I'll get off that. So Sunday, what time will the rain start on Sunday?
I'm thinking sometime in the afternoon.
And will it be rain or showers? There's a difference.
Looks like rain.
Okay. So that means the movie at outdoors at the Sharon Playhouse might be in jeopardy.
What time is that's at night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Because I'm also contemplating and trying to get out of the lake early enough so that I don't get caught in any heavy rain during the afternoon hours. So we'll have to see how that works out too.
And that would be for Sunday the 13th.
Right.
Oh, that's good because the fundraiser for the Equus Effect is on Saturday, and that's outdoors. And the comedy show at the Sharon Playhouse is on Saturday. So those two things look okay, but the movie on Sunday outdoors
that's
looks
in jeopardy. Yeah,
in jeopardy. That's it. There's the word, in jeopardy.
Jeopardy, yes. Yeah, and aside from that, pretty much is it.
Did you get a look at the filming that you did? Did you get to look at it?
I got it, yeah. I got a look at the... especially scene two, where my heaviest lines are. I hate the shirt that I wore. I should have. Well, Helen got it for me. A friend of mine got it for me. They used it for one of their school shows. It's a bolero shirt, and it's red with the yellow, you know, the ruffle sleeves. It's just raggedy. I didn't like the way that looked at all. Plus, I'm being critical of myself. Plus, I didn't like the way I didn't like my hair. I think my hair could have been styled better, but it wasn't. I thought my delivery was okay, but I'd rather be behind the camera.
You are the talent behind the movie.
Yeah. If it wasn't for COVID and people weren't shying away from all the activities up at the lake, I wouldn't have had to do this. But that's the problem. There's not as many people getting involved this year because of COVID. They're all afraid.
Well, now that you're doing this Honeymooners thing, okay?
It's over. I mean, we did it.
Yeah, you did it. But now that you've done the Honeymooner thing, the next time you have a big meeting with everybody at your, with the controlling arm of your lake.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, next time you're at one of these meetings, these board meetings, and they start lipping off, I expect you to stand up and say, blabbermouth.
Oh, yeah, you're a blabbermouth. I did have one idea for next year, but it didn't go over too well. But I said, why don't we try to do something like, get this, the Golden Girls meet Burns and Allen. Or something like that. Take two of the sitcoms and put them together. And, they thought it was a novel idea, but we'll see.
All right. Well, I think it's a novel idea that we're going to get through.
Leave.
And I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.